I'd like to invite Hard Rock International on stage, and specifically Sean D and Scott Stanfield to show off the app that they built.
Great, Scott. Thanks. Thanks. Hello. How you doing? Crickets. We're Hard Rock. We started with one cafe in London, 1971. We have 126 restaurants now, 13 hotels, casinos, 4 live venues, a theme park. Hopefully you guys will join us in Myrtle Beach later this summer. But what we think makes us special, unique, is our rock and roll collection. 70,000 pieces of memorabilia, the most valuable collection in the world. Hard to move, hard to insure. How do we share this with tons of fans around the world? Well, and how do we tell, more importantly, the stories behind these great, great pieces? With a little help from our friends, a little Beatles reference, I'd like to thank the team in Orlando, our great friends at Duncan Chanin, our marketing agency in San Francisco, of course, Microsoft, thank you guys, and Vertigo, our fantastic partners in Point Richmond. So with that, we're going to have a little demo here and share with you how we're going to take our collection to the next level on the web with Memorabilia 2.0. So, Scott, let's share.
Thanks. The defining moment of rock and roll is arguably 1964, started with the British invasion. What you see here, four faces you probably know. These guys, this photo was taken by probably some paparazzi backstage at the Paramount Theater in New York City just moments before they did their first live show. By pulling back using the mouse wheel, you can see the context for the shot. These are the suits these guys wore when they got off the plane at JFK. Notice the TWA-sponsored bags. TWA is not around anymore, are they? It doesn't always work. Pull back a bit more just using the mouse wheel, you see the context of Hard Rock's probably their largest memorabilia, the Paramount Theater itself. You're visiting New York City, check them out at 1501 Broadway. Pulling back even further, obviously Hard Rock's got more than just your New York stores. We've got Orlando, where the headquarters are. We have Lisbon. We have Chicago and other ones. But we felt like this collection of 16 wasn't just enough. We had to add something that really represented Las Vegas. And who better than to represent Las Vegas than the chairman of the board himself, Frank Sinatra. Now, Frank is just one of, in this collection, one of 512 stars. When I hit this little circle button, check this out, we pull back to see the whole collection that we have right now. This is 2 billion pixels. You would need a monitor. Thank you. You need a monitor the size of those two screens on my right to see all this without zooming in. That's not going to get through security. So let's take a dive back in. I'm just going to click on this guitar. I happen to know it's Eric Clapton, who gave you guys the first piece of memorabilia to reserve a table. This is really interesting. I'm going to zoom into this logo in the upper right so you can see the detail in this Capitol Records release. This is an early Beatles album featured yesterday. If you have the stereo copy of this LP, you might want to check your collection. The last one sold for $85,000 in auction. Let's see what other kind of memorabilia we have from the Beatles. So I can pull this down, and we just did a pivot. Do you see that? This is not just one big picture. It's a collection of pictures, and we can control this dynamically. So we see down here we have, besides like their tour bus, we have this really interesting letter, and I can bring up my little info panel and see. This is a letter written by Paul McCartney to their bodyguard during their stay here in the U.S. for the first time. And it's a really heartfelt message from Paul, written on stationery from New Zealand, but it's funny you read it. He says he ran out of paper in New Zealand. We got some got some Kiwis here. Pulling back a bit more, you can see that they gave this guy a very unusual set of signatures that were these ink blots, and John Lennon supposedly represented by the black one there. So it turns out that browsing memorabilia that are document-related is a lot of fun. In fact, if I sort by year, we could see some of the oldest memorabilia here. And this is an affidavit signed by Sergeant Elvis Presley. Ironically, probably the most visible and famous American during the war lost his ID card. I want to show you one more bit. We'll switch over to show some clothing. We found this just this morning after seeing Vince, the guy, the kid that did the great Johnny Cash. We found some boots worn by Johnny Cash himself. And check out the detail in these boots. You can see the stitching and the leather and everything. Now, these pictures, all 512, were taken by Hard Rock using your standard digital SLR cameras that you guys probably have at home. But we did something special. This picture here of the Bo Diddley guitar is really large. In fact, it would barely fit on a CD-ROM itself. It was taken and stitched together with 57 photos in like a two-hour photo shoot. And that enables us to zoom way in and get this level of detail that you haven't seen before. You can see the wire wrapping on the E string. You can pull back and zoom over and see the nice pearl inlay on the rosewood guitar. You can even see the scuff marks on the pin for the guitar strap. Finally, if you look close enough, when I took this photo, I tried to clean it, and I actually left my thumbprint somewhere on here.
Left. There you go.
There it is. Yeah, so I left my thumbprint on here. I didn't think even we could zoom in that far. So if you want to learn a bit more about how we did this, I've got a session Friday morning at 8:30, early for rock and roll. But come check it out. And by the way, if you want to play with this yourself, we'll be live this week. Go to hardrock.com, look for the memorabilia link, and check it out yourself. Now, it wouldn't be rock and roll unless I left you guys with a little bit of music. So let's pull up Bo Diddley. You can check out his moves. Thanks a lot, everyone.